Mind Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
Tuesday that the Lord has made for all of us. We will rejoice and be glad in it. say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee. Send us right now prosperity. Out of our belly on today shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. How is all of you Morning Magic listeners out there doing on today? How are you all doing on today? I know you are excited. Hallelujah. I am just so, my God, ecstatic about what God is going to do on this powerful radio show on today. I have two wonderful co-hosts on today, and I'm going to give them the microphone and let them introduce themselves one at a time. My God, the first co-host, you, the mic is yours.
Blessings. Good morning on this tremendously terrific Tuesday morning. My name is Prophetess DeAndra Jenkins, and I am excited on this morning. Blessings to you all.
Amen, hallelujah. The next co-host, the mic is yours. Introduce yourself to the listeners on today.
Blessings. I am Pastor Michelle Simpson, and I am excited on this morning, and God bless you.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. I don't know about nobody else, but I am excited on this morning. Are you ladies excited on today? Are you ladies encouraged on today? Are you ladies motivated on today? It is a blessing for the people of God on Morning Manna Radio. On today, we're just going to get excited about all the things that God is doing in our lives. This is a show where we're going to be able to just talk about whatever God has dropped in our spirit. We're going to talk about different topics on today on this show. We're going to talk about the movement of God. We're going to talk about love, wealth, health, finances, ministry, business. We're just going to just motivate the people on today. I'm telling you, I am so excited about, oh my God, the lives that God is going to encourage on today. I know a lot of you listeners are getting ready for work and getting ready for school and getting the children ready. So go ahead and have your hot chocolate. Go ahead and have your cafe mocha. Go ahead and have your cappuccino. Go ahead and have your tea and get ready, my God, for what God is going to do on Morning Manna Radio Show. I just want you ladies to just briefly just give, my God, the people of God, let them know a little bit about yourself. They know who I am, but I want them to let the people know who Prophet DeAndra is. Can you briefly let them know who you are, Prophet DeAndra?
My God. I am Prophetess DeAndra. I am an alumni of I Am a Ruby School of the Prophets. I am connected. I am excited. I am a woman of God that wants to see souls saved, my God. I am a woman of God that gets excited about what God is doing in the earth realm. I am a woman of God that loves the Lord, our God, that comes before God with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise about his goodness and his greatness in the earth, my God. How he is doing great and mighty things. I love the Lord on this morning. I am a woman of God that gets excited, hallelujah, about all the things that the promises of God. I know that his promises are yea and amen, and I am truly excited about our Savior, my God. I call him my hero. My God, that's who I am. Our God, Prophetess DeAndra Jenkins, my God.
Prophetess, you made us really excited. I'm telling you, I can just imagine some of the listeners and viewers and audience out there right now. They're probably getting so excited, my God, getting ready to jump to their feet. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Pastor Michelle, can you let the people know who you are on today? Hallelujah.
Yes, hi, everyone. This is Pastor Michelle Simpson, Hogan, and I am excited, just like the first person said, that when you are invested to God, no matter what you are doing in life, we have to be excited, because whatever God has for us, that's what we have to do in the world today. We have to talk to people. We have to let them see how good God is.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless you, Pastor Michelle. Oh, my God, I see you are excited on this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, everyone, on today, I just want to just command our morning. This is early. We want to command our morning between midnight and 7 a.m. is the watch hour where you're able to command your day. So according to my God, Job 38, verse 17, verse 12, you can command your morning. You can tell your day to know its place. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice this morning, God, we command our morning. We command this Tuesday to know its place before it even began. We command this Tuesday to come subject to the words that come out of our mouth. We command this Tuesday, oh, to line up to every word that we say out of our mouth, how we have, is, do, possess, and obtain every great thing that you have on our life on today, God. We command this Tuesday to allow us to be magnets like never before for the blessings of God. We command that everything going to work out our way, everything going to work out our good, everything going to work the way that we command on today. We command this tremendously blessed. God is turning everything in the heavens around for our good. God is releasing things in the earth realm on our behalf. God is allowing the day to get pregnant. Oh, my God, for the things, the good things concerning our lives. God is allowing us to minister to people. God is doing great things, and our name is called for the assignment on today. On today, my God, everything is in your hands, oh, God. Our lives, our children, our businesses, our ministries, our marriages, everything is in your hands, oh, God, on today. We command and demand everything to come subject to the word of God. We command the bills and the finances to come subject to the word of God. We command everything, my God, to work out the way that we said so. In the name of Jesus, we command healing. We command restoration. We command breakthroughs. We command suddenlies. We command prosperity. We command overflow. In the name of Jesus, we command it on today, oh God. We command, oh God, that need that we desire shall manifest. We command that everything, oh God, on today shall come forth. We call it forth in the name of Jesus. We call it to come forth. We call it to manifest. And we command it that it shall be done in the name of Jesus. Not one word shall fall to the ground. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord, for it being commanded. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. Everyone, I just want you to just get excited for this day being an awesome day. I just want you to get motivated because the day is commanded now. So that means whatever was going to take place, oh my God, it ain't going to be nothing compared to, oh my God, what it was going to be because you didn't command it your day. I want to read that to you because I know a lot of you don't know this scripture, but Job 38 and 12 says, have you commanded the morning since your days began and called the dawn to know its place? Job 38, verse 12. Every morning when you wake up after you thank the Lord for waking you up on this wonderful day, you command your day. You can even command your night before you go to sleep. Command your day and let your day know. Look, hold up. Let me tell you something, Tuesday. This is what you're going to do. This is how you're going to do it. This is what's going to take place. And this is how this is going to take place. And I promise you, you're going to see great things manifest in your life because you have commanded your day. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. I am just so excited about our day being commanded. A lot of you, my God, even woke up on this morning. You began to rise, and you know you have some things that was going to take place on today. Well, I'm here to let you know it's commanded for your favor on today. Matter of fact, touch yourself and say, my day is commanded for my favor. Hallelujah. My day is commanded for my favor. That means the bill is commanded towards your favor. That means our food is commanded for your favor. That means healing is commanded for your favor. That means your marriage is commanded for your favor. Your ministry, your anointing, your prosperity, your family, everything in your life is commanded for your favor. Hallelujah. Prophet DeAndra, I just want you to encourage the women. We're going to talk about young women right now. We're going to get on this topic, and I want to ask you a question, and then after that, I want you to encourage the women. What would you say to a young woman of God, or just a woman, period, of God, that is out there in ministry, but she's having an identity crisis? She's having an identity crisis of who God has chosen her to be. and she's having an identity crisis of what God has told her, the prophecies and the promises. What would you say to that woman of God that's listening right now? Because it's that woman is listening right now. She is listening in, and what would you say to her right now? The mic is yours.
My God, Apostle, I'm right here. You got me stuck on Job, my God. And when I looked at, I'm going to ask you a question, but let me say, my God, when I looked at verse 13, it says that it might take hold. 12 says, has thou commanded the morning since thy days and caused the day springs to know his place. And 13 says that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, my God, that the wicked might be shaken out of it, my God. So as we command our days, our God, and we do that, we do command of our days is shaking out all of the wicked things that might try to rise its ugly head up in our day. I thank you, Lord God, for you, my God, commanding the day for us on today. Women of God, our God, you are all that God called you to be, my God. My God, he has called you to stand firm on his word, my God. Those who God he calls, he also equips. So know, my God, that you have been equipped to be the mighty, powerful woman of God that he has called you to be. Don't grow weary in your well-doing, because if you don't grow weary, my God, you will reap from, hallelujah, if you faint not. Stand strong in the Lord and in the power, hallelujah, of his might. Know that it is not you, but it is God, God, that has called you and catapulted you into this position. My God, look to him, the author and the finisher of your faith. And know, my God, that you are all that he called you to be. If he ordained you, my God, nobody can take away that ordination that he has given you. The power of God lies within you. Speak those things into the atmosphere that are not as though they were. Know with the surety, my God, that all things are working together for your good. My God, oh God, I'm so godly. Thank you, Jesus. No, women of God, it might not look like it, but my God, it's not in the look. I hear it's not in. I hear the scripture where he told Elijah it wasn't in the wind, it wasn't in the earthquake, but it was in that small, still voice, my God, that God speaks to us in. Stand strong, women of God. Stand strong and know and see, God, the salvation of the Lord in you. Know, my God, that every different promise that he has given you, he is bringing it to pass. Stay strong. Don't grow weary. Keep moving forward. Press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, our God. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. God, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory, he shall come in. When you think that you don't know who you are, just keep looking to Jesus. He is the author. He is the finisher of your faith. My God, Apostle, get this mic. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
My God. My God. I'm telling you, women of God, if you're not motivated to walk in your, your purpose and walk in the gifts that God has chosen you after listening to that, my God, I know some of you right now just so excited because that's what you needed on today to move ahead. My God. You heard what she said. She said, my God, that verse 13 said that the Lord, my God, is going to allow everything wicked, my God, to not even touch you because you commanded your day. Then she begins to just speak out and let you know, my God, do not be weary. Don't be weary in well-doing because in due season you shall reap. Get that word in your spirit. Get that word. I know for being a young woman in ministry, it's hard. You know, it really is. You know, the tradition of religious people trying to make it hard that you're going to survive. I know I was ordained at 29 years old, the youngest in this area. Just know that God will allow you to keep moving. God will allow you, my God, to stand strong. God will allow you to hold your head up. You heard what she said? Lift your head up, O ye gates, my God. So just know, women of God, that God have chosen you, and you are a divine essence of God's love and presence. Women, I want women to be motivated on to even the more. Women know that you are the glory of God. Well, what did you mean? What did you say? How are we the glory of God, Apostle T? Because the Lord promises a man that a woman is his glory. My God. So that means you walk in the glory. Ah, my God, who am I talking to on today? When you wake up, you'll wake up in the glory. When you go to sleep, you got the glory. My God. When you at work, you got the glory. When you're running your business, you got the glory. When you're ministering, you got the glory. Every second, minute, and hour, you walk in the glory. You are God's chosen glory in the earth realm. So don't let nothing, no one, my God, hinder and block you from walking in the glory of God. My God, Proverbs 11, verse 16, in the New Living Translation version says, good woman obtained wealth. How did they obtain wealth? Because they walk in the glory. My God, matter of fact, all the women on the line, touch yourself and say, I am the glory of God. Essence in the earth realm. I'm the glory of God's power in the earth realm. I am the glory of God's anointing in the earth realm. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Pastor Michelle, what would you say to that single mother that's listening in, that's on the line, that's a listener and a viewer and a part of our audience on this morning? What would you say to her that she's trying to move ahead in ministry and business, but it's like she's taking care of children, and it's like things just won't manifest for her? What would you say to her visions and her dreams and her goals on today? What would you say to the prophecies and the promises that God has spoken in that single mother's life on today, or any single parent? It may be some single parents as men on the line. Just what would you say to them this morning? The mic is yours.
My God, Apostle. I would say now unto him that is able to do the exceedingly and the abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, it worketh in you on today. Whatever God sets you out to do, whatever he gives you to give to the people, whatever you pray and acknowledge him, and he will give you your heart's desire. He just wants you to put your trust in him. He wants you to deliver his word on today. He wants you to know that whatever you in need of, he will do it for you. Whatever that you ask him for, he will give it to you. He will give you your heart's desire if you put your trust in him. He will do whatever you need him to do for you on this morning. And when it seems as though you can't make it, you can make it, because God is the authority, the head over in your life. If you put your power and trust in him, he will make it all right for you on today. He will make it all right in your life, even when you think things are not what they should be. God will make it all right and say, what God with the man endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Now the morning didn't say when it would come. Joy is coming because God, he sees you and he knows you. He knows your every circumstance. He knows your everything that's inside of you. He will allow you to bring out the best in you. So just keep putting your trust in God. Just know that whatever it is that you seek and ask God for, that he will bring it out and he will give it to you. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. My God, Pastor Michelle, you said the key word. You said he will. My God. I need to say, as a matter of fact, if you ain't even a single parent, I just think everybody that's listening in this morning should get that in their spirit. He will. You see what you said? He will give it to you. My God, not maybe, could be, should be, but he will. My God. I need everybody, my God, just to say he will. My God, he will. Give it to me, my God. He will manifest his promises. He will manifest his purposes. He will manifest the prophecies. He will manifest my dreams. He will manifest my goals. He will manifest my visions. My God. My God. Somebody need to get that in their spirit. He will. My God. That was when she was talking. That's what I kept hearing. He will. My God. He will. That's an action word. Mean that it is going to manifest. Hallelujah. My God, every single parent is out there listening. You should just know that you know that you know that the Lord will, my God, he will manifest everything that he said he's going to do. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, he will. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to listen to Kenton Jones. We're going to go into, my God, listen to Kenton Jones called Fix It. Jesus will fix it. Hallelujah. My God, you just begin to get dressed, begin to vibe, and listen to what God is saying in this word. We'll be back right after this song. Hallelujah.
Well, I stepped in the water. Feel my body, but got work early, but when I got old,
right back to the
he did it clear I needed a mold. Then I got bold, talking to people I didn't know that Jesus can save your soul. When he came in with his two belts, like a janitor with a whole bunch of keys. He did it for me, he'll do it for you, yeah, yeah. He can totally rearrange your life, free from bondage, free from strife, he will. I'm a witness, he will.
He will. He will. He will.
Yeah.
He will.
Hey, calm down, don't panic.
Get rebuilt, he can be the mechanic. Let him get it, you forget it. He said it and he can read it. Let him fix it, might as well go for some chicken.
Get me a wing and a biscuit.
Might as well eat, rest my feet.
God never slumber,
might as well sleep. If it's done, dear, you believe you receive. All your haters, get ready to leave.
Too blessed to be stuck on me. You trust him and trust him.
He will never forsake you, he will never leave you lonely.
Give you the metal to spirit to go,
and it will fix whatever is broke, he will.
He will, he will, he will,
yeah.
Fix it for you.
He will,
he will,
yeah.
He will, he will, fix it for you.
Break it down, break it down.
song that God gave me to play for today, my God, that he said he will fix it for you, my God. So when you were saying he will, I said, oh, my God, she all in the spirit, my God, my God, my God. He can say he will fix it for you, my God. Jesus will fix it, my God. Hi, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, who is excited with me? Are you women of God excited with me? My God, my God, my God. What can you two say after listening to that powerful word? He will fix it for you, my God, my God. I know Jesus. Jesus, he will fix it, my God. Oh, Jesus, my God, my God. I know Jesus, my God. He will fix it, my God, my God. My God, Pastor Michelle, what can you say about listening to that song, my God? After God had you in the spirit, said he will, my God, my God. The mic is yours. Woo, Jesus.
Woo, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I did not know. I just know what God was giving me on this morning, and when he said, Jesus, he will fix it. In the midnight hour, he will fix it. Even when you don't even know what's going on with you, Jesus, he will fix it, because he will be right there in the midst of everything that you're going through. He will be right there in the midst of your troubles, your trials, your tribulations. It says, Jesus, he will in our circumstances, in our everyday life, Jesus will fix it. Even when it seems like it might be some things that you might want, but Jesus, he will fix it for you. He will fix it for you. Even when you think it's not happening, it might not come when you want it, but it's right on time. Jesus will fix it for you, because your heart's a son. He'll fix it for you. He will fix it every time you think that he has left or forgot about you. He hasn't. He's going to be right there to fix it for you.
My God, my God, my God. Woo, Jesus, my God, my God. Yes, he will. My God, my God. Yes, he will fix it. My God, my God, my God. My God. Prophet DeAndre, what can you say about listening to that? I know you was up. My God, probably shouted. My God, what? Oh, my God. What can you say? My God, the mic is yours.
Oh, Jesus, my God. I know, you know what I can say. Apostle, I can say I know he'll fix it. He fixed it for me, God. He turned it around for me, God. How do I know he'll fix it? Because he did it for me. I've seen him do it. Every situation, every circumstance, God, that I laid before his throne, my God, he fixed it. I don't have to say he will. I think he will, but I know he'll fix it. I've seen him do it. He's a God that fixes things. He's our provider, a way maker. Our God, he delivers us out of trouble. He fixes our, my God, the things that you trust him with. I know he'll fix it. I've seen him fix it. He is the God that fixes things just for his people, because he loves us. He cares about what we care about. We cast our cares upon him, and that's what he does, Apostle. He fixes it. My God, I've seen him do it. I know he's a fixer. I thank him because he fixed it. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He will fix it, because he did it for me. In the name of Jesus, he did it for me. He done fixed it. He done fixed, my God, my finances. He done fixed my health. He done fixed my family. He done fixed, my God, me and my job. He done fixed it for me, Apostle, because I know he's a God that fixes things, because he cares, my God, about us. He cares about what we come before his throne with. He's waiting and willing, hallelujah, to fix anything that we bring to him. Oh, yes, he will. He will fix it. My God, all you got to do is just give it to him and watch him work. He will fix it, because I've seen him do it, because he did it for me. My God. Hallelujah.
God, my God, my God. After you was going forth, Pastor Michelle, the Lord dropped in my, oh, my God, my spirit, one of my favorite, my God, scriptures. And I had to pull up in an Amplified. I read it so much in the NLT, the NIV, and all the other versions, but the Amplified, my God, is off the chain. It's Nehemiah 9:25. And it says, and they captured fortified cities, my God, and rich land, and took possession of houses. You see that? Houses full of good, of all good things. See that? We don't have to worry about anything because God is allowing us to take possession of the fortified cities and the rich land, and our house is full of all. It says all good things. That goes to He will. He will supply for you all good things. He will supply whatever you need, my God. Then it says cisterns, tune out, vineyards. You see, it don't say cistern. It says cisterns, plural. Tune out, vineyards, plural. Olive orchards, plural, and fruit trees, plural, in abundance. So they ate. You see that? They ate, my God, like eating morning manna this morning. Hallelujah. And were filled. You see, they were filled and became fat. My God, what is fat? My God, my God, my God, favored and triumphed. My God, my God, favored and terrific. My God, favored and tremendously blessed. My God, you are fat on today. My God, my God, my God, favored and triumphed, favored and tremendously blessed on this Tuesday. Hallelujah. You got to know that you're fat, my God, and delighted themselves in your great goodness. My God, my God. Let me read that again. Five cities and a rich land, and took possession of houses full of all good things, cisterns hewn out, vineyards, olive orchards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in your great goodness. My God. I just want everybody to begin to just saturate that word in a spirit. Just begin to allow that word to get in your spirit that you are fat on today. No matter what it looks like, sounds like, you are fat on today. You are favorite and, oh my God, terrific. Favorite and triumph, my God. Favorite and tremendously blessed on this Tuesday. Favorite and God is turning things around for you. My God, my God. Favorite, my God, on today. So just know that no matter what, you are triumph, oh my God, and you walk in victory. You are victorious on today. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh my God. Prophet DeAndre, what can you say about this word that we just heard just now? What can you say about this morning, man, in Nehemiah 9:25, when he said, my God, that you are filled and become fat? And God has given us a new word for fat. Hallelujah. What can you say?
My God, I'm just sitting here eating that word with you now, right now. I'm fat. Well, you know, a lot of times we don't want to be fat, but I thank God that this word that Carl told us that we are fat and we receive, my God, the riches of the land. My God, oh, my God, I thank God for the fruit trees in abundance, my God. And he allows us to eat, my God, and become fat and delighted, my God, in his great goodness. We get fat and we're delighted, my God, in his great goodness. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. His great goodness, my God, is upon us on today. That is manna, manna from on high that he has just broken off, my God, to us and fed us, our God, our breakfast on this morning. My God, yes, he said, my God, he said the fruit trees in abundance, the olive orchards, the vineyards, my God, yes, Lord, our God. And then we ate and we were filled, yes, Lord. And I thank God for his great goodness that he has given to us on today. Hallelujah.
God, my God, I'm still caught up in the, my God. Like you said, a lot of us don't want to get fat, but it's okay to get fat, everybody, for the Spirit of God. It's okay to get fat, my God, in the anointing of God. It's okay to get fat in the abundance of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Michelle, what do you got to say about this morning manna we just heard in Nehemiah 9:25?
Amen. God bless you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All I can think about is when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. I so cried out, hallelujah. We praise God for the things that he's done in our life. We praise God for the goodness and his mercies that he's put upon our life. We praise God for his favor that's over our
we have a couple of people in Skype, and one of the listeners want to ask a question about intimacy with God. How can you become intimate with God? What would one of you say to this person that's asking right now, how can you become intimate with God?
My God. To become intimate with God, to become intimate with Him, you have to spend time with Him. It's just like when you're in a relationship with a man or a woman, my God, and you want to become intimate with them. You begin to spend time with them. You begin to watch their mannerisms to find out what it is they like and what they don't like. You get your intimacy with God through prayer, through reading His Word, but staying in His face, just taking time to see what God says and how He feels about it. How you know, when you find those things out in the Word of God and through prayer, through spending time with Him, quiet time, still in the way. You know, when you get in a relationship with a person, you just want to spend time with that person by themselves so you can get to know them and get to understand what it is that pleases them. Come on, God, how? And so when you want to get intimate with God, you begin to spend time with Him in prayer, and you read His Word to see what pleases Him and what makes Him smile. Oh my God, one-on-one time. My God, I hear the songwriter saying, I need my one-on-one time with you. And when you spend that one-on-one time, you just sit there and you just sing praises unto Him, and you worship Him, and you go before Him in prayer. Oh God, you open up His Word and let Him talk back to you. Oh God, that brings forth, hallelujah, yes, yes, yeah, brings forth that intimacy. Oh my God, I know that is so good. You're talking about something that's so good. Oh my God, just by spending time with Him, you can begin to feel Him wrap His arms around you and love on you. Oh my God, I'm telling you what I know. Hey God, that's the best place to be, is in an intimate place with God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you, Prophet Deandra. What you kept saying is just so good. It's just so good. What I heard was, you know, the Campbell Soup commercial. You know how they show it around the holiday time? They show the little boy outside and his little friends outside in the wintertime, and the mother brings him in with the tomato soup and the grilled cheese, and they say, good, until the last drop. Hallelujah. What I heard, my guy, you heard Tony the Tiger. He's great. Oh, my God, my God, the Lord is great. And when you begin to come intimate with Him, you begin to just have such a great relationship with Him, when you begin to see the lover of your design. Oh, my God, the lover of your design, your existence, your being, the lover of your soul. He begins to come the format of your excellence, of who you are. You just begin to cherish Him in every way. I know, like, when I get up in the morning, I literally blow kisses, for real, at God. Like, when I get up in the morning, you know, I embrace the whole Trinity. I embrace the Father. I embrace Jesus, and I say, good morning, you know, Holy Spirit, good morning, my beloved, and I blow kisses. Because when I was married for 14 years, every morning when we got up, we were always just kissing Him, good morning, good night. So God is the greatest spouse, according to Isaiah 54:5. The Lord thy God is your husband, the maker, the Holy One is His name. So I just began to just blow kisses at Him and kiss Him and hug Him, literally. I literally sometimes lay on my pillow. I have like a black and purple pillow in my bed that's in the middle. My daughter loves to lay on it. And she said, this is one of my favorite pillows. It's the littlest one, the biggest one, but the littlest one. Why is it so comfortable? She don't even know that I lay on that pillow when I'm laying it on God's bosom. When I just want to lay on His bosom and just let Him hold me, and I let Him, my God, begin to minister to me, I lay on that pillow because I know God is laying there. My God, when you begin to come intimate with God, you don't see Him just as God. You see Him as your everything. You see Him as
as your best friend. A lot of people have been asking me for years, and Pastor Michelle will tell you this because she knows me for a long time, that people really didn't believe my relationship with God was really that real because they just see God just as, you know, just this being. I see God as an existence of human life formatted into the earth realm for my sake, my God. I see God as my father because literally I got a father and I'm his only child, but God is my father. I see God as my mother. My mother like 5 minutes away from me, but God is my mother. I see God as my sister and brothers. I got 7, 8 of them, and he is my sister and brother. I see God as my best friend. I see God as my husband. I see God as everything in my life. So when he's your everything, you just don't see him as this existing God that's looking at heaven. You know that he is in the earth realm with you. You know that he's every little step according to Bobby Brown that you take, you know God is taking it with you, my God. You know that you, oh, my God, my God. You know that you're walking in a step monistic moment with God. That's a new word. Take the fresh off the press. My God, that you begin to walk with God, and you know that he is there with you. He's the air that you breathe. He's the movement of your hands. And my God, right now I got my hands in the air. I feel his existence in my room by my desk. I know that God is here with me. My God, we're looking for God, but he's already here, my God. So when you become intimate with God, you really become intimate with God. He becomes effective of the power that you have. You begin to just become sold out to the Lord. When God begins to say something to you, when you become intimate with him, you begin to do it. Regardless of what people think, regardless of what you feel, you just begin to become obedient to him. I know when I was married, whenever my husband asked me, I promise you, and that's with anybody pretty much, that if I love you, I'm going to go all out for you, really, seriously. I don't do anything half-stepping. I go all out for you. And so that's how it is with God. It's funny sometimes because we say we love God, but we give God anything. We give God a little bit of half of ourselves. But when we really love someone, you're not going to give them half of yourself, my God. You're going to make that time. Just think about this when you're dating somebody. And no matter how much you work, you're going to find that time to get on that phone. If they want to have lunch, you're going to find your time to have lunch. You're going to find your time to shoot that text message. You're going to find that time to put on their favorite clothing or whatever they like or whatever, that cologne or perfume. You're going to find your time to do that. So when you're connected to God, you're going to give yourself away to him because you know you can trust him, my God. Oh, my God, all this is fresh, so I hope everybody has this recorded, my God. You know you can trust God because you don't have to hide. See, when you're in a relationship with someone, especially us as women, because we're emotional creatures, when we've been hurt, sometimes we put up that brick and that boulder and that wall. But with God, we don't have to do that. So we give our total self. Oh, my God. It's kind of like that song called Total Praise. You are the source of my strength. Right there, my God. Because when you begin to give God everything, he becomes your life when you're intimate with him. And you have no choice but to say, it's kind of like the lady on Coming to America, whatever you like, my God, whatever the king likes, oh, my God, like Esther, whatever you want me to do, I like, my God, whatever you are, oh, my God, whatever. I kind of see that one with that nice, pretty, gold, beautiful dress on when he said, what do you like, whatever the king may like, work like it out. You begin to do that for God because you begin to obey him because you became intimate with him. My God, you begin to become intimate with your King of Kings. You begin to become willfully sold out for him. You begin to just say, Lord, I love you so much. Oh, my God. And God just loves that. He loves when we love him so much. We allow ourselves to be completely kissing God. Hallelujah. My God, you messed me up, my God. I promise you, Andre, my God. I kind of forgot I was even on the radio. My God, my God. You begin to just completely sold out to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go into another song. Hallelujah. And it's Mary, Mary, the God in me. Hallelujah. When you intimate with God, my God, and people begin to see the God in you. We'll be back after this song. Hallelujah.
You're listening to The Sound.
Everything you wear, people say you gotta have it. I'm just sweating through the white teeth to the
God, my God. It's the God in us. Hallelujah. Every time I listen to that song, it takes me back to John chapter 9. My God, and I'm going to pull it up right now for everybody. I want everybody to hear that. This is when, my God, when Jesus began to let Peter know that the man is blind so people can see the God in him. Hallelujah. Pastor Michelle, my God, what do you have to say, my God, for the listeners, my God, to represent the God in them out there? What would you say to them on this morning? Hallelujah.
I would say when it's the God in you, it is that very feeling that God puts upon your life. It is that very feeling when you seek out to seek his face, when you lay prostrate flat on your face before God and get in the veil of him, it will be the very God in you that he will bring everything out in you. He will bring your, he will turn your night into day. He will turn your heart. He will make it all right in you because the God in you, it will allow you to feel that every good feeling that's down inside of you. That's why it's the God in you, because God has that feeling that we can't explain it. We God has the feeling of love that he surrounds us with. It's the God in us because we're seeking him. We are investing ourselves in him. We are depending and leaning on God. So it has to be the God in him. Because if it wasn't for the goodness of God, I don't know where we'll be on today. So it has to be the God in him.
Amen, amen, amen. My God, my God, my God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, my God. And the God in you represents, it shows upon you. It's like a little light, my God. When God is in you, you people can see him. They no longer see you, but they see him. When it's the God in you, no longer do they see Prophetess Deandra, but they see Jesus. They become attracted to that thing. The God in you is like a magnet, my God. It begins to draw people to you. They want to know what that thing is. What's that? That glow that's on you. What is it that's making you shine and walk, our God, in such a manner, in such a way? Oh, my God, when the God is in you, my God, people want to know what it is about you. It's something about you that makes them begin to gravitate towards you. They want to know what it is. They want some of it. That's because no longer is it you, but it's God. Oh, God, it's the God in you. It begins to show up. You dissipate, and he shows up. That's how God does when it's the God in you. Apostle Ashikarosia, my God, that's what happens when the God is in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. My phone hung up, but I'm back, everybody. My God, my God. I'm happy. See what I'm saying, my God? How these women came right on in, my God, and allowed the awesome power of God to flow in them, my God. They allowed the God in them, my God, to flow. The word of the Lord says in John 9, 1 through 6 in the New Living Translation, it says, as Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? It is not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. See that? The God in him, my God. We must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. You see what Jesus said? My God, we must quickly, my God, carry out the task that is assigned to us, my God, from the one who sent us, which is God. That means whatever assignment we have, stop procrastinating, everybody. Stop it right now. My God, I cast off procrastination and fear. Whatever it is that God has told you to do, my God, you heard it from Jesus' mouth, not apostles, but Jesus' mouth, my God, that we must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. Then it says in verse, the night is coming, and then no one can work. But while I'm here in the world, I am the light of the world. Then he spit on the ground, made mud with saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. My God, did you hear that? He said this man is not blind for nothing. His parents, his grandparents, a generational thing. But he is this way because so people can see the power of God in him, so the people can see the God in him. Then he said we must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us, because when night coming, no man can work. My God. So if God has told you to do something, that purpose, that prophecy, that promise, that vision, that goal, that dream, get to it now. My God, if you've been procrastinating all for years or months and days or weeks, you've been buried long enough. Recess is over. Ding, ding, ding. The bell is ringing. Time to go. Time to go. Time to go back now. Recess playtime is over. It's time for you now to get to work. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We're going to talk about right now before we get ready to get off. We have like another few more minutes to go. We have like another 20 minutes to go. We're going to talk about now, we're going to talk about one of the topics. I see somebody had in the chat room had asked about marriage and love and why is it so hard for godly men and women to get the right relationship. My God, which one of you two want to talk on that? I always let that be a free-for-all.
Pastor, you already know we're going to talk on that.
Pastor Michelle. Can you share your testimony briefly with the people that's listening in on today? Hallelujah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel the Holy Spirit on this one. I had got ordained to become a pastor, and I began to I had got married because I was trying to seek the face of God and do the things that God would have me to do. But also, sometimes the things come as us being ourselves sometimes. Even though we say, oh, God, I want you to do this for me. God, I want to marry this man. And, okay, when God, when we begin to marry the man, and then when we going through in our relationship, and then when we begin to be married, it seems like the devil, he steps right on in, because I can give a very example of myself from when I had got married in December during the ordination. And it seemed like soon after I had got married, it seemed like the devil, he was just like, bam, right there in the middle of my circumstances. And right there, I mean, soon after, I'm trying to do the will of God. I'm trying to just know that this was God. So in the midst of the storm, it was not him. It was Satan himself. And we don't want to talk about that main issue that hits us at our door. And I was going through it. I was praying and praying and praying, and come to find out, after I had got married, even before I could turn in the papers, the man tore the papers up. And my God, I tell you, I began to take that as hardship. I said, okay, God, maybe you got something better for me. Oh, my God, I began to seek him, and I trusted him. And I knew even when I was going through, but even in the midnight hour, even when I began to cry and pray and say, God, I'm coming out of this. I know you got something better for me. I know you can make a way out of nowhere. I began to seek his face, and lo and behold, right after that, God blessed me immediately. I'm talking about immediately to have a good man, immediately to allow me to get married again. He immediately allowed me to just have that trust and to know that
Amen. My God, my God, my God. You better bestify this morning, Pastor Michelle. You better tell this testimony. My God, my God, my God. Did you hear what the woman of God said? My God, she was, you know, she got ordained as a pastor. She was trying to, you know, pretty much, you know, just do it because she's a pastor and, you know, pretty much, you know, the people too, you know. And all these things right here. Look what she did. Look what she said. God sent her a great man, a good man now. My God, my God. Ooh, my God, you done talked to a lot of women and men out there on today, Pastor Michelle. Don't you know a lot of times our self wants to do something that our spirit is in disagreement with. Sometimes the spirit can agree with that. My God, but ain't God so awesome how he'll just say, hold up, my child. I know me when he called me by name, I know better. Hold up, Tashana. You know, ain't it so awesome how he just still turns it around? Ain't it so awesome how he still just bless us and give us something so great, something so profound, something so, my God, prolific? Isn't it great how God do that? My God, my God, that is the best one. And I know it's true because I was there every step of the way. So she's telling you the truth. My God, my God, my God, my God. She has a husband that really waits on her hand and foot, literally. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Come on, somebody. My God. You got to know that whatever God is in your life, when it's the God in you, he will send you what you need regardless. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:17 that a just man falls seven times, but each time he falls, he should rise again. What is a just man? A sanctified person. A holy one. My God, a humble one. A righteous one. So no matter what, God is going to lift us up. Hallelujah. My God, ain't nothing else to be said about relationships after that, Pastor Michelle. My God, my God. You done already, my God, you done already done the thing. My God, hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines for a few minutes to some people. My God, that's listening in on the line. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray one more song before we go out, and it's by Dave Hollis, and it's called Pray Until You Get an Answer. That's what Pastor Michelle said she did for her husband, for her king. She prayed, hallelujah, until she got an answer. How we'll be back after this song.
Yeah. 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 listen to an old friend.
Phone is yours.
Amen, amen. This is Pastor Rochelle, and my God, how when we begin to pray and how we trust in God, this has really blessed my soul because, my God, when you position, like she said, have patience and to wait on God to know that what you're praying for, you just got to trust him. And when you trust in him, you just got to have patience, my God. This has really blessed my soul. I mean, I woke up and it was just so good. So I'm just so grateful and thankful on this morning for everything that's being said. And my God, hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you, Pastor Rochelle. My God, you are right positioning ourselves, being found in our seated position and our place in God. That is how, my God, God really moves, my God. If Elisha wouldn't have been in his position, his seated place, he wouldn't have ever been able to get the double portion, my God. It's about being in the position and the place who God has chosen us to be. So bless you on this morning, and thank you again for calling into Morning Manna Radio Show. Everyone, this is Pastor Michelle Twin, Pastor Rochelle, hallelujah, the twins of thunder and lightning, hallelujah, my God, my God. Next caller, the microphone is yours if you heard your phone unmuted. Anyone else on the line that want to share something? Well, God to bless you on this Morning Manna Show. Hallelujah. All right, hallelujah.
Praise to God, hallelujah. I didn't know if my phone was unmuted or not. Oh, my God, this is Prophetess Patricia. My God, hallelujah. My God, it is just has been a delight. It has been a truly treat on this morning to hear the women of God go forth and expounding on, oh, my God, the excitement they are, you know, in God. And I just thank God on this morning, hallelujah, how when I was small, you know, I was a daddy's little girl, and I would go to my daddy, 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 didn't you say you was going to do this? Didn't you say you was going to do that? And that's how we have to do God. God, didn't you? We have to remind God of his word, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, and my mother's name was Claudia May. He said, and he would say, Claudia May, would you please get this little girl whatever she's asking for? Hallelujah. See, that's how Jesus intercede for us. Jesus go before God and say, God, don't you see your daughter is in need? So that's how we have to do, my God. We have to stay before his face. We have to stay on our knees and know, my God, hallelujah, his promises is yea and amen. You all be blessed. I really, truly enjoyed this morning. Manna, oh, my God, morning show on today. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. You forgot to tell everybody who you are. Caller, could you let them know who you are?
Amen, amen. This is Prophetess Patricia. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Prophetess Patricia. We call her Prophetess Sonic Boom. Hallelujah. Bless you, and thank you again for calling the Morning Manna. As you was beginning just to say about the Morning Manna, it took me to Psalm 30. You know, verse 5, where it says, his anger lasts for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. My God, in this morning, Manna, I know for a fact I got a lot of joy. I hope I ain't by myself. Hallelujah. My God, the joy, my God, this morning. My God, we already commanded our day. We commanded our morning. Hallelujah, my God. I like how even in verse 7, this 6 or 7, I think. It's 7. How your favor, O Lord, made me as a secure as a mountain, my God. We got to know that after the joy comes in the morning, his favor makes us secure, my God. So on today, as you guys are going about your day on this tremendously blessed Tuesday, you got to know that in your favor, in his favor, it's secure. Your life is secured on today. So you ain't got to worry about a thing on today, my God, because your Tuesday is already established. Your day is secure, my God, my God. Your day is already secure. Matter of fact, everybody say, my day is secure on today, my God. My tremendously blessed Tuesday is secure. My God, it's secure on today because in his favor is life, and it lasts a lifetime. Hallelujah. Before we get off the air, Pastor Michelle, Father DeAndre, do you have something briefly to say to the listeners and to everybody listening before we get off the air, or something you want to say before we get off?
I just want to thank everybody for coming onto the line this morning. I want you all to have a tremendously terrific Tuesday. Go forth and walk in your destiny on today. God, my God, has great and precious promises for your life.
Amen. And I would like to say that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it do come in the morning. And you are blessed on this morning to be on this line, to hear and to know, and even to give testimonies that God, he can do anything but fill you on this morning. He can do anything if you seek the face of him. He can do anything if you have intimacy with him. God bless you on this morning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, women of God. It was just a blessing and an honor and privilege to just be on the radio, the broadcast, the airwaves with you guys on this morning. We had an awesome time. Hallelujah. Before we close out, I just want to give you a proverb for today that the Lord gave me early this morning. Hallelujah. Proverbs 13, 2 and 3, and today is the 13th. And it says in the Amplified, a good man eats good from the fruit of his mouth. Let me say that again so it can really motivate you today to speak nothing but great things on today. A good man eats good from the fruit of his mouth. That means you're going to eat good from the words that come out of your mouth. Pastor Michelle's going to eat good from words that come out of her mouth. Pastor DeAndre's going to eat good from the words that come out of her mouth. Pastor Rochelle and Pastor Tricia and so forth and all the people on the listening in on the broadcast. You will eat good today by the fruit of your mouth. But it says, but the desire of the treacherous is for violence. So that means speak nothing but good things on today. Start one a day. Start with a proverb a day. A proverb, you know, they say an apple a day keeps a doctor away, but a proverb a day, my God, keeps everything away. My God, everything away. A proverb a day. Verse 3 says, he who guards his mouth keeps his life. You see that? But he who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. My God, just know that it's not always if someone says something to you, it's not always for you to have to respond. Sometimes a closed mouth, you see what the word says, keeps life and happiness and joy upon your life. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath. Harsh words stirs up anger. So not every time if someone says something to you, it's not always means you have to give them a response. Don't let nobody take away the joy that God has given you on today. Speak good things out of your mouth, my God, so you can eat good, the fruit of your mouth on today, so you can walk in the commanding of the day, that your day is secure, so you can walk in the great things concerning your life. The Bible says, be slow to speak and quick to listen. Hallelujah. So you just know that on today your day is secure. I just command you and challenge you on today to just begin to decree and declare good things out of your mouth. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am walking in nothing but love. My God, I'm walking in excellence. I am anointed. I'm appointed. I'm going to lay hands on today. I'm going to cast off devils on today. I'm going to go higher in my tongue on today. I'm going to praise God in a different, my God, hemisphere on today. Just begin to just decree and declare, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, I'm successful, I have knowledge, I have understanding, I have insight, my God, I am prestigious, I am powerful, I am intelligent and beautiful. Begin to just start speaking good things out of your mouth on today. Hallelujah. And in closing, Psalm 31:14 and 15, one of my favorite, but I am trusting in you, O Lord, saying to you, you are my God, for my future and present is in your hands. Hallelujah. You just got to know that your day is in God's hands. And everything concerning your life, your present and your future is in his hands. But just let him know, you are my God, and I am trusting in you. Hallelujah. You all just know that God loves you so much, and there's not a day that don't go by that he'll let you know he loves you. And just know that your day is going to be prosperous and successful, because what? You're going to eat good from the fruit that comes out of your mouth on today. Hallelujah. I just want you all to know that you have tuned in to I'm a Ruby Presents Morning Manor Radio Show. I am your host, Apostle Tashana Wiley. We will be back next week, next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. I just want to bless my co-hosts on today, Prophet DeAndre Jenkins and Pastor Michelle Simpson Hogan. You guys were such a blessing on today. It was just so wonderful just to be, oh my God, just with you guys on one accord in the presence and the love and the unity and the power of God on today. Remember, ladies, we are God's glory. So on today, just how I say, I'm God's glory on today. And you guys be blessed. We're going to close out with a song. It's called Time for the Chosen to Get Your Blessing. 2103 and J Moss. You guys be blessed and listen to this song so it can motivate you to know that you are chosen and you shall be blessed. Hallelujah. What do we say when we get off the line? Agape.
Agape.
Yo, hey man, we hitting the streets with this one. They don't know what's coming to them. The world don't even understand right here. Hey, 2103, and I rock with Jim, Authority Music. Hey man, let's hit them with something new. Let's rock.
Everybody's looking at me, trying to read me. Everybody's thinking about whether to believe me. All I wanna do is show how much I love him, even though I say it in a different way. Oh, everybody's wondering, why did he choose me? When you should be thinking about trying to join me. It's all about the kingdom and the chance to see him. It's all about the story of living in his glory.
Time for the chosen. Come get your blessing. Time for the chosen. Come get your blessing. Time for the chosen. Come get your blessing. Time for the chosen.
Talking about the age of me, when all that really matters, matters, he aids me. I'ma tell you like he tells me. I'ma love you like he shows me. I'ma treat you like I wanna be, living in his glory.
Next week.
Agape. Agape. Agape.
Agape.